The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And we hope you had a good week. Now, it just started raining here in Easton. Raining pretty hard for the moment. Don't know how that's going to look. I haven't looked at the radar. But from what the forecast says, and Aaron confirms for the Baltimore area as well, that it looks like it's going to be raining for the next couple days. I don't know if that's on and off, steady, or what exactly. But we'll take it. Hour to hour, day to day. So, be prepared for a wet weekend, that's for sure. If you're headed out to the Turkey Woods, give me a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you're going fishing, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 922-6680. Crabbing, same thing. Or any outdoor recreation that you participate in, we'd love to hear from you. Along those terms of the outdoors, that's for sure. We talk about wildlife, we talk about fish, we talk about firearms on occasion, and some other things as well. So, here we are. Yesterday was a long day. Yesterday I woke up about 2:45, left the house right at 4 o'clock, drove to Baltimore, and one of the ramps at one of the reservoirs, met... they were busy. Went at 6 o'clock, they were busy at the ramp. I went to a beautiful sunrise, though. Went fishing with my buddy. We met him there a little after 6, and went fishing with my buddy. And I want to say thank you very much for the trip again. Learned something about his boat. We have been fishing. We were trying to figure out whether we had fished together for 19 or 20 years or somewhere like that. Our once a year, one day trip. It started almost 20 years ago, if not 20 years ago, and we didn't come up with a hard number, but we do know that we've caught a lot of fish, and primarily smallmouth bass over the years. That's what the trip was all about. So we did. We started fishing, and. He put me on a spot where he knew there was a big fish that he had caught, smallmouth over 6 pounds, and the fish wasn't there. Did catch the male called the buck, caught him right off the same spot. And then we fished that same area and caught the biggest fish of the day, which was a 19-inch, 4-pound-ish, maybe a little bigger. Smallmouth bass, and wound up for the day we caught 13 fish. Not the best day we've ever had. We've caught upwards of 40. I think last year it was 25. But you know, it's tough fishing. The lake is up because of all the rainfall. Pollen covered, overcast day, all of which make finding the fish a little more difficult when you're looking for beds and stumps and things like that. Not to mention the wind, which was 10 miles an hour at least, 10 to 15 all day. It would pick up, it would let off. It would let off for 5-10 minutes, and we'd find a calm spot, but then, you know, it would pick back up. And the boat, it was very interesting. Prior to this year, the boat was had 26 batteries in it and two Ray motors, which made it a very heavy boat, and it was a little more stable in the water, if you can imagine. It was lower in the water. It was more stable, you know, rocking and so forth. So when Glenn replaced the Ray motors with Torquato, I can't remember the name. I think it's Torquato or Tornado or something like that. Electric motors, they're a much lighter motor, and they're lithium batteries, which requires less batteries and less battery space in the boat. So the boat was obviously lighter and sat higher in the water. Lighter and sitting higher in the water made it more difficult to control in the wind. So Glenn kept busy with the wind and the boat and that type of thing, keeping me in position to, you know, to hit the spot for the fish. Now keep in mind, these fish, we're fishing the beds, and the bed may be 2 to 3 feet in diameter, or it may be a spot in front of a stump or a rock or behind a stump or whatever, and you've got to hit that spot with your bait. It's not like we're just generally fishing. We're targeting fish, and so keeping the boat in position to find a two-foot bed between two logs or sticks coming out of the water, covered by sticks, covered by brush, and try and work a bait down in there and get the fish to bite. And then not only that, get the fish out from under the log or through the brush or whatever is quite a challenge. But we had a successful day. Broke off a lot of baits yesterday. Broke off a lot of baits. Had a fish. I had two fish break my line, and Glenn had one. So it's tough. And we don't know if it's because of the rough, you know, the rough conditions where the line was rubbing on the logs or whatever, but it seemed like that's what it was. And the dog would, and the dog, I'm looking at my dog, and the fish would, you know, get you under a log and break you off. So interesting day fishing, successful day, had a great time, got some good pictures. So that was my yesterday. Earlier in the week, just busy. But right now, let's talk to our buddy Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Okay, yes. How are you doing?
Good. You're up early.
Yeah, I'm always up early on Saturday.
So am I, for some reason.
Yeah.
So am I.
Of course, you got this show to do, so definitely.
Yes, I do. I do have this show to do, and
you know, I usually call into it every time.
I know it. Well, sometimes it's a little later, you know.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes it's a little later, but I'm glad. I'm always glad when you call, bud. I really am. Makes my day. So. Yeah.
How's Robin doing?
Doing okay. She got some information from the doctor here this week, so we're at work on a game plan a little more. Every doctor she goes to, she gets a little more information and gets a little more of a game plan to do something about it. So, yeah. But, she's doing pretty good.
She's hard to find on.
I will do that. Oh. Sorry to yawn on you. Just hit me. Woo. No coffee yet. No coffee. I haven't had any coffee since yesterday. So. Yes, sir. So, any plans for the week? Other than stay dry?
Yeah, that's about it. I don't think just that thing. In the next couple of days or so. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of magazines to get out. Still looking for pictures, crabbing pictures and invasive species. So if anybody's out there caught a nice catfish or snakehead, wants to send a picture in, we'd be glad to have it. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. Deer pictures, turkey pictures. Get a lot of youth turkey pictures, which is good. Yeah. Talk to my buddy Dan Zinkand down in on the lower shore here. I think he's in Worcester or Somerset County down that way, and he hunts with some friends and so forth. One of them shot a turkey with a band on it, And the first one I've ever heard of. But they do have a tagging program here in Maryland, and the turkey biologists are trying to figure out what's going on with these birds and how far they travel and so forth. And we had Tom Malacheski on a few weeks ago, who's the president of the National Wild Turkey Federation here in Maryland, and he talked about this study, and I know he and Dan know each other, so they coordinated on this band. We don't have any information on it yet, but we'll find out. So, very interesting harvest, though. So, yep. So, all right, how about that? So, Glenn, I appreciate the call.
Hey.
Yep, you have a good one.
Like I said, tell Bob I'll say hi and on.
I will do that. I certainly will. Yep.
We'll catch you next time.
All right, man. Thanks, Glenn.
All right.
Talk soon. Yep. All right. Hey, today's the first day of our fish and lure contest. Giving away a package of fishing lures. Didn't mean to leave Glenn out of that, but he'll get in it here shortly. But I didn't mean to leave him out as far as knowledge of the fish and lure contest. I think he won a pack. Oh, did you? Oh, okay, good. Well, Aaron's more on top of it than I am. So, High Tide Lures with Tackle Box Tim Cherman giving away a nice package of lures this month. All you have to do is simply call in 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and your phone number with Aaron when you call. Good morning, Aaron. And I want to say good morning on the air. We said good morning before, but good morning on the air. And leave your name and number with Aaron and go on the air with me. And it doesn't have to be much. Just say, just want to get in a contest or, that's it. Ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do. So, all right. That's a simple, simple, simple contest. That's what we are here, simple. Not simple-minded, just uncomplicated. How's that sound? Uncomplicated. You like uncomplicated, Aaron? Oh, man. I love it. I love it. It's preferred. Oh, my goodness. 410-922-6680. So, anyway, that was my week. Just working. Didn't get a lot of places this week, but we made some new contacts and met some new people, so there we are. Let's take a little break before we take the next caller. We'll talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, or Halethorpe, whatever you want to call that area. But they're right there off Beltway exit number 9. That's the easiest way to get there. Unless you're coming down 95. Come down 95 southbound. Get off the Caton Avenue exit. You'll find them pretty quick on your GPS from coming from that direction. But Clyde says, like I said, I was in there last week one day. I don't think I made it there this week. Not sure. But they have everything you need for fishing. They've got the full lineup of live bait and minnows, several types of minnows, all the frozen bait, crab bait, complete selection of crabbing supplies, the crab traps and the trot line and the trot line parts. And they even have their own branded seasoning. They have the stock pots for steaming crabs, steaming pots for crabs. They have the nets and all the accessories. Everything for fishing. A lot of fishing rods and reels. Fluger. Shakespeare, including the world-famous Ugly Stick. They'll put new line on your spools. They did that for me this year. I bought a new fishing reel and put some line on it. Browning Firearms. They are your full-line Browning dealer. Licenses right there. They'll help you with your license. And anything else that you happen to need, one, or imagine for the great outdoors. Clyde Sports Shop, 242, that's 410-242-6108. They've been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Why not stop by and see what they have for you? Oh, I do know they got a new stock of frogs in for the snakehead and bass fishermen as well. So they're very happy with that. Tailored lures is Warren Taylor brings a nice bait to the table here for snakeheads. So, all right, 242-6108's phone number. Now, I haven't been into Backyard Billy's lately. I haven't been at the shop per se, but I've been by and I can see the inventory continues to build right there along Route 50. And man, oh man, oh man, the stuff! A lot of storage sheds. Great gym sets for the kids. I guess the supply chain is starting to ease up a little bit. Of course, the Amish made storage sheds. They don't, you know, no lack of supply there other than the lumber. But they are full of chicken coops and dog kennels and storage sheds and greenhouses and a combination storage shed and greenhouse. They've got the pergolas and the gazebos, and all that big stuff they'll deliver and assemble for free within 60 miles of the shop, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches, which is pretty nice. Now, don't forget, if you walk inside, you're going to be very surprised with the amount of furniture. You're going to be very surprised with the number of grills, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg and all the accessories. The pellet grills by Traeger, the beautiful stainless steel grills by Memphis. And you get beyond that, and then it's Hearth America with the fireplace inserts and so forth. Why not stop by and see the great selection of everything? BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Backyard Billies and Hearth America is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Evans Avenue exit, Graysonville, Maryland. You know your backyard is going to look just great at Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado,
I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around. I'll always be around, around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Don't just roll over and go, oh, it's raining, it makes me so sleepy, and go back to sleep. No, you got to listen to the show. You never know what you're going to hear on here. What have you heard in the news that concerned you? I did see like three or four articles spread out all over the place. I can't tell you who put the first information out. I have to check DNR with whatever they did, but I know that the General Assembly passed a bill. Really? Was that necessary to change the name of a fish in Maryland? The snakehead is now the Chesapeake Channa. Wow. I kind of like snakehead myself, but apparently the name is off-putting. You know, oh, it sounds so sinister. I'm not going to eat a snake. What do you think about that? 410-922-6680. Give us a call. Yeah, there's noise in the background. There's noise in the background. Well, could be noise in the background because I left the headset on and got the dogs out here. I'm doing some work in the background. Noise might have been the sink in the bathroom running some water, so you never know. Thank you, Eileen. I know I sound tired. I am tired. It was a chore getting up this morning at 4:30 after getting up at 3 o'clock basically yesterday and driving for 2 hours to and from Baltimore and standing in the boat for 8 hours. There's a good yawn for you, everybody. I hope I didn't make any of you yawn. If I made you yawn by yawning through the microphone, give me a call, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. So what do you think? I had some catfish bites here from a local deli the other night for dinner. They were pretty darn good. Even Robin agreed they were good. So, I mean, if you're concerned about the taste of the blue catfish, don't be. And I hope your restaurateur is honest with what they are. Blue catfish from the Chesapeake Bay, they're extremely good. Given what they eat, they should be. I saw a report, maybe you saw it too, that in the James River, blue catfish consumed 440 tons of just blue crabs in the James River. James River is a big waterway in Virginia. 440 tons of blue crabs. Now, of course, these are extrapolations based on stomach studies of I don't know how many fish, but if you're wondering why crab prices are high and the crabs are scarce, you might want to take a look at the biggest invader in the Chesapeake Bay, a 1 billion ton biomass. 75% of the biomass in the Chesapeake Bay is blue catfish. Keep in mind, most of the striped bass are migratory. We do have a resident population, but the biggest chunk of them come and go on their migration, their annual migration. And a lot of fish just migrate in and out of the Chesapeake Bay. If you want to count things like heavy fish like cow-nose rays that come and go in the spring. They come in here to spawn, and they come in here to have their young, but they come and go. The blue catfish don't migrate. They just stay here and eat everything. So we're going to cover that in Big Ass Fish. We're going to cover that in Maryland Loves Crabs because the two are interrelated, blue catfish and blue crab. Not only that, they eat herring, they eat alewife, they eat shad, which is another migratory fish. They eat white perch. They eat just about anything they can get their mouth on. They even cut one open not long ago. They had a duck in it, a full-sized duck, and I might have reported on that before. But let's see. I know what you wanted to call... Captain Don, I always wanted to call the snakehead Channagar. Well, you got the Channa part. The gar added would be, more exciting. I think Chesapeake Channa. What should have happened, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen? What should have happened for public awareness? It could have, should have, it would have, and could have been much better. Hey! Gather. Come on. Dog fight. Hey! Quiet. How about that? Got three of them going out. What should have been much better, in my estimation, for public awareness is to have Maryland Department of Natural Resources and Maryland Department of Agriculture team up. Maryland's best seafood is the Maryland Department of Agriculture. They handle all the seafood marketing, the blue crabs, the everything else. And the Department of Natural Resources handles the management. So get those two together, get the media involved, and say, let's have a contest to rename the snakehead. Get the public involved. Get some interest going. Not have the dry old dull lawmakers down there in Annapolis go, I think this should be Channagar. Let's vote. Let's have a committee vote. Now let's take it to the floor. Now let's take it to the House. Now let's have conference. And now let's see what we can finally come up with in this language to change the name of the snakehead fish to Chesapeake Channa. My comment. I think it could have been much more exciting to involve everybody else. Maybe we ought to have a contest here and come up with a better name. Your thoughts? 410-922-6680 is the phone number. We'd be glad to take your phone call right here. A pretty photo, by the way, there, Captain Don. Good morning, Joe England. And what's going on, Joe?
Good morning, Alan. I like your idea about the snakeheads having a contest, but that's not the reason for my call. Mine is, do you know anything to discourage snakes from coming in your house? I live in the woods, so I realize they're there, and I realize they catch mice and other rodents, and if I had a dog or a cat, maybe I would discourage them. But I don't really want a dog or a cat, so can you think of anything else?
Can I think of anything to discourage snakes from coming in your house?
Yes.
Okay, well, a couple questions. How do they get in?
Well, if they went in, they come in.
No, I mean, how do they get in?
Well, the most recent one I caught was this week. It was a gray rat snake, and it was in the garage.
In the garage.
So that's very easy to get in.
Yeah, that's easy, yeah. Deny them the access points, screen, caulk. Something like that would be, my first suggestion. But if you got a garage door in the woods, good luck.
Yeah, right.
But I would try to discourage their food source from coming in the house too. So if you got some mice around and they're in your garage, the snakes are going to come looking in your garage for food. I honestly don't know because the snakes are in a house are always a problem. Because they can find the smallest accent point and get in there, whether it's a basement window, whether it's an open door, an open garage door. Very curious animals, if they're in search of food, they're going to find food where they find food. I wish I had a better solution for
you. A couple years ago in February, I got caught 14 flying squirrels in my attic.
Uh-huh.
And so I found where the holes were, so that was filled up, but I'm sure that eventually there'll be holes again. And I'll have to have somebody go up on the roof and patch the holes. But I caught them in rat traps that I hammer to a 2x4 so they can't take the trap away, and then I can't find where it is.
Now, wait a minute. You caught the flying squirrels and killed them?
Oh, yes, sir. They're in rat traps in my attic.
Okay. I'm not sure how legal that is.
Well, they didn't pay rent.
Well, I get that. But, I mean, there might have been a better way to remove them. But I understand you don't want to call a wildlife cooperator to try and catch the flying squirrels. I get that. But
I didn't realize they're illegal.
They're not a game animal, but they're and I don't know what their status is as far as threatened or endangered or anything like that. I don't think they are, but I think I would have called somebody first before. You know, you use the old catch-and-kill solution because they may need to be, you know, caught and released or something like that, like some animals need to be. Others don't need to be. But flying squirrels is, I mean, you just can't indiscriminately go out and shoot gray squirrels in your yard with your BB gun year-round. So I don't know where they fall in the level of protection as far as that is concerned. I'm not saying you did anything wrong.
No, I appreciate your opinion, or I wouldn't have asked for it. And
yeah.
Even if it disagrees with mine, I still appreciate it. That's interesting. I'll have to look into that because I don't like.
I just don't want to see
pay rent, or I don't invite in.
Yeah, I understand, but it's also illegal to kill a snake in Maryland.
Yeah, I understand that, and I understand why. And I caught a gray rat snake the other day, and
sure.
I'm not going to kill it. I'm
right.
not going to kill a snake. I did years ago before I realized that was the wrong thing to do.
Right.
So
they're more helpful, than hurtful. Oh, no question.
I realize that. I just didn't like them.
Yeah. Well, nobody wants one in their house. If I had one in the house here, I would tell you that Robin would. You know, she wouldn't say, oh, well, maybe, you know. No, it would go. It would be out somewhere away from here, that's for sure.
Well, when I catch one, I put them in those white 5-gallon buckets, which the lids are extremely difficult to get off.
Yeah.
And I had one get out of one of them once. Maybe I didn't have the lid on good.
Yeah.
So I have one with a screw-off lid now.
There you go.
And
yep. Take them and relocate them.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
But they're not that, well, they are a little difficult to catch, but I usually catch them. Thank you.
I'm sorry, that you have these pests in your house, but you did solve the problem with the flying squirrels, you know.
Yes, I did. But what I do, see, the rat traps really aren't big enough. I hammer them to a 2x4. Because if you get one and it runs and it goes, say, it goes 10 feet away and then dies, and I don't know where it is in the attic, that I don't like.
Yeah, I understand. I understand the methodology there. I do. So. Very good. All right. Well, a great, interesting call. That's for sure. Appreciate it.
It's different than some of your others, that's for sure.
Yeah?
But anyway.
All right, Jim. Thanks, man.
Good talking to you. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, man. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, my goodness. Any callers on the line here? Aaron Claude in Arbutus. Oh, boy. Okay. Morning, Claude. How are you?
I'm good. Let me tell you how you get rid of these snakes.
Get rid of what?
These snakes and bugs and vermins and all that.
Okay.
You get pine oil, strong
pine oil,
and you put it in a bottle and you put a little bit of water in it. You shake it up, and you spray it all around the area where you might see these things, like around your baseboard or wherever. They don't like the smell of it.
Okay.
And also...
Pine oil.
It's got to be pine oil. It can't be...
Okay.
It's got to be like pine salt. It can't be like... It's got to be pure pine oil. It can't be like... that's pine stuff they got that ain't real pine or whatever. It's got to be pure pine.
Pure pine. Like pine salt? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And also... If you got a snake in your house, there's another way to get rid of a snake without even killing it. Without you, you won't kill it, but you can stop the problem real quick.
What's that?
Same as a bat. You get a CO2 fire extinguisher, and you zap them with it because when the CO2 hits them, it freezes them.
Huh?
And they can't do nothing.
Huh?
That's a trick we learned in the fire department because we had a snake. Went into a house and one had a conniption. And all we had was the CO2 fire extinguisher and we zapped. And we even had a bat we hit with one. He flew.
Had a what?
He flew.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was flying at us. And we give him a blast. And he dropped like a B-52 bomber. Done. Because they're cold-blooded animals. Mammals or whatever you want.
Actually, mammals are warm-blooded animals. Snakes are cold-blooded animals.
What are they?
But bats are mammals. They are
mammals.
Warm-blooded.
I had it backwards.
Yeah, but I'm sure a blast of CO2 would stun them or do something. Yeah,
it does.
And a snake, exactly.
So all we did was put him in a bag and let him go outside and let him alone.
Put him in a bag and let him go, sure.
Well, you say it's illegal to kill snakes.
It is.
Why is that?
Because they're not a threat.
Unless you get bit by one, it's a king cobra or something.
Yeah, we got plenty of those in Maryland. I think Southern Maryland has those king cobras down there. St. Mary's County, I'm pretty sure, has a lot of cobras. So, yeah, you got to be careful.
What about a copperhead snake?
Well, copperheads will bite you, but copperheads... Yeah. You know, all I'm saying is be aware. Copperheads love your wood pile. Copperheads love, if you got stones piled up, John B., copperheads love that kind of stuff.
Oh, well.
So just be cautious when you're out there. Copperheads love to live under logs and stones in the woods. I know people that were bit by copperheads.
Oh, really?
And, It's a survivable bite for the most part, unless you have a compromised immune system. But if you're a healthy person, you go get treated, and you're going to be in a lot of pain, and you're going to feel bad for days, weeks maybe. But copperheads are, you know, still not allowed to be killed. We have two poisonous snakes in Maryland. We have timber rattlers, and we have... copperheads, both relatively rare. Copperheads more common than you would think, but the timber rattlers are more in the western Maryland section of Maryland. The cobras, like I said, St. Mary's County. But
I'm not a hunter or any of that. So I mean,
right. I'm kidding about the cobra.
You're very educating. I'll give you that.
Well, there are no cobras in Maryland. There are no cobras indigenous to the United States, just so you know.
Well, that's good.
But people do bring poisonous snakes into their collections, which is also illegal.
Right.
Anyway, the point is you're not allowed to kill a snake in Maryland.
I got you. Well, thanks for your time.
All right, Claude, thanks, man. Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. See you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, we have to take another break. Time got away from us, and we have a lot of, I think we have a lot of callers on the line. Nope, that was it for now. So let's talk about Spurry's Tire Service. Why not? Man, I can't help it. I can't help it. And I don't know if you're doing this or not, but every time I see a piece of equipment now, I go, look at the tires on that. Man, I got to talk about that. Farm equipment is rampant on the shore right now, being planting season. So the sprayers and the tractors and the planters and all that stuff are out there now, and some of this equipment is unbelievable. I mean, it looks complicated, it looks expensive, and it looks ginormous. But Sperry's Tire, don't worry, has the tires for that piece of equipment as well. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50, that's in Easton, right here in town. I walked here last time my truck was over there from here. It's that close. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and have all the others. If you need a Michelin or something else, they've got it. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker, model, and much more. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, and all that farm equipment that I mentioned. You know, and if you own a trailer, any kind of trailer, an ATV, a UTV, an RTV, LSV, or any of those Vs, which stands for vehicle, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tire. So Spurrier's offers tire repair on the spot. Get a nail or screw in your tire, hop over there, they'll take care of it. Full service automotive repair, make an appointment. They'll check, diagnose, repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They don't do transmissions, but they'll do just about anything else. The 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for well over 30 years. Family members go there, too. Our daughter just got a new set of tires put on her vehicle the other day. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton a call, 410-822-7384. 822-7384. The website is spurriestire.com. Again, that's 410-822-7384. And with no appointment needed for tires, just stop by. Spurrier's Tire Service. Tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec Liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Yeah. Well, there you go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Wow, the time went extremely fast today. I'm really, really surprised. I do like talking to everybody. You know, that's what we do here. We have a discussion, and sometimes they're intelligent, and sometimes I'm not. But as long as it's entertaining and you keep listening, I'm happy. So, not sure what this week is going to bring. Hopefully, we're going to have some magazines hit the streets here soon. I just got a nice photo of a snakehead from a listener. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. And we do need your brother's name. But we're in the pursuit of trying to eliminate the channel cat or bring them into some kind of control, or not the channel cat, apologize, the blue catfish. Blue catfish was released in Virginia at the mouth of the Potomac, or, you know, near the mouth of the Potomac, but primarily in the James, to help with the sport fishing aspect of it. Now, the blue catfish in places like the giant reservoirs in the south, or the big rivers in the Mississippi, Missouri, the TVA lakes and things like that, with that big a bunch of water, large expanses of water, they're not a problem. But when you get them into the Chesapeake Bay, with our commercial fishery and our abundance of food here, they were supposed to be contained, not supposed to be in salt water. You know, it's freshwater fish. Well, guess what? Back, was it? I'll have to look. I'll have to find a copy of it. But several years ago, we had a lot of storms, and the salinity in the bay went south, dropped way down below their tolerance level, and they began to spread out. They began to seek other places, primarily because of the abundance of food. They've now spread to the Chesapeake Bay. They've spread to the entire river system of the Chesapeake Bay. And they have expanded exponentially and become a very, 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 very big problem. because of their huge appetite. They attain a great size. The state record is 80-some pounds, and they think there's bigger ones out there. They know there's bigger ones out there. And so what do? Well, you got to develop a commercial market for it, and that's been the issue. Not the catching. There's lots of them, but the processing. The processing. So there's federal regulations regarding the processing. Hopefully the 2024 Farm Bill will get that reversed, and we'll be able to better take care of the problem with that and be able to make have more processing houses spring up without the overwhelming red tape that they have to have a federal inspector on site and pay the guy. So, you know, no other fish. Don't need that for any other fish except the blue catfish. And it's an invasive species, and it's bad. The market is okay, but not great. But because of the expense processing, the watermen don't get paid much. Back in March, they were getting 20 cents a pound. And that's, you know, that's no money at all. I mean, even if you catch 1,000 pounds of fish a day, it's still no money. So anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-WCBM680. Let me tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's, because we're going to get out of here pretty soon. Don't forget, we got a fishing tackle, fishing lure contest. We're giving away some fishing lures, high tide lures, and Tackle Box Tim giving some away here in the next, at the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month. So I want to tell you about, you know, I'm sitting here, the room cooled off a little bit. I left the door open for the dogs to go in and out of the house here, and the room cooled off. So I'm sitting here with the fireplace on, and it's on low because it's on auto. So it only needs to bring the temperature up 1 or 2 degrees. The temperature's already set on the remote control, so when the temperature in the room drops below, the thing kicks on because it senses the temperature. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? You can control your fireplace insert like you control your thermostat in your house. Well, that's a EX35 unit from a company called Enviro, and we got that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they have a complete selection of fireplace inserts, including gas, electric, pellet, and wood. And they also have the freestanding pellet and wood stove. So, look, if you weren't happy with the price of oil this past year and you think that you want some supplemental heat or maybe primary heat in one room, like this is our primary heat source if we want it to be in the great room here in the house. If you want that, well, why not stop by Backyard Billy's in Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You'll be glad you did. BackyardBilly's.com. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Where's Backyard Billy's? Well, Kent Island area, Kent Narrows, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Or if you're coming up from this end, you know, just go up Route 18, turn right on Evans, left on Drummer, or get off the exit coming from the bridge, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's the one you want to look for. Put it in your GPS, you'll find it real simple. So if it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Hey, there's the music, folks. We got to leave you this hour if you're headed out in the turkey woods or, you know, have to leave us. We understand, but we know that a lot of people are going to be joining us too. So get out, stay safe, love your family, love the Lord.